Broken relationships can be very painful. They exist in families, at work, and even at church. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Are untrue words. Words can hurt and pain can last. If you are in a broken relationship and would like to see it healed, here are some suggestions. Waiting for the at-fault person to initiate the healing process is not biblical. If there's a problem, it needs to be resolved no matter who is at fault, unless the other party doesn't want to. Ask yourself, how do I share in this problem? A pancake has two sides, and so do most broken relationships. Don't expect to change the other person. The only person you can change is you. When accepting an apology from another person, affirm them in your forgiveness. Simply saying, "Oh, it's okay," is not good enough. Pray for healing, and there are books available through Christian bookstores that will aid in the healing process. There won't be any broken relationships in the kingdom of God. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Why Refi for a while now. Why Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. And your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Calvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for both hours, the radio site. I broadcast from the computer site, americasfreedomnetwork.com. And in the evenings through the week, 6 to 7, the first hour of each program, of each day's program, is aired on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, covering all of northern Colorado and part of southern Colorado, central Colorado, and into North Park. Don't go up there. Stay out of North Park. Don't let anybody know about North Park. It's too beautiful. We don't want to contaminate it. Send them to South Park. Well, that's in what state is that in? I'm not going to tell you. Okay. The Slivey Toves, the Gyre and Gimble in the Wabee. Now, this individual by the name of Russian guy, Pavel Durov, he and his brother started Telegram in Russia. And he was arrested. Everybody knows the story that he was arrested in over the weekend in France. He flew into France. That was the bad move. Why would you want to fly into a unipolar country controlled, owned by, funded by empire? Why would you want to do that? And the same day that he flies in to France, when he was arrested, the CEO of Rumble, who was in France, why would you want to be in a unipolar country if you own these kind of platforms? Why? Pavel has taken refuge in Dubai. Why would you want to fly into a unipolar world that is owned by empire? Of course, I'm older than he is, so I have much more wisdom than he has, especially if you know the difference between a multipolar world and a unipolar world. And I would say to Elon Musk, they're targeting him also. But the reason they can't really, in a sense, apprehend him presently is because there's some guys up in space that went up there, and they need Elon's SpaceX to bring him back down. And they were hoping to bring him down before next year. But no, they're going to spend New Year's in a little cabin in the sky. And anybody in their right mind, that's one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to go into outer space. There's no reason to be out there. There's nothing there. Like Sam Kennison years ago he was kind of great, funny, but kind of foul-mouthed. But he used to say, for the people who live in the desert, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. Move. There's nothing in space. But when you work for empire and you're going to get great retirement if you can get back, that's why they go into space. I don't think so. Now, you can't work out. You come back. You land. You can't stand up. They got to pick you up, walk you to some facility, interrogate you. Well, not interrogate. They debrief you. They say, we're glad you're back. And now you're going to start exercising. We need to take tests. We need to see all your research for the military-industrial complex. We have programs, and you need to be debriefed. They take all the data, and if the people die, it's the data that's important. So anyhow, Elon Musk, he better think about finding a safe, multipolar world country. Russia would be safer than living in empire. You want to find a multipolar world nation that won't extradite you to empire, that is not, for the most part, Islamic, and stay there. Forget you have a jet. Forget you're a billionaire. Forget you can fly anywhere you want in the world. It's better to stay in a certain location where you're safe, and you can get up every day. You can run if you're near the beach. So anyhow, this individual, I'm going to begin with, in Russia, see, he's Russian. He and his brother are both Russian. And there's a spokeswoman, Maria Zakharov. She's asking the questions if the international human rights groups are going to pressure France over arresting Pavel, if they're going to pressure France to release him. No, they won't. Why? Why won't they? Because these groups are all funded by empire. Whatever empire says, they do. No, they're not going to return him. Pavel, what they want to do is they want access to his encryption codes, because the United States only, well, England, they want into those codes because they want to go and they want to see all of the chat of about 90 million people. The 90 million, that's not what they're going to target. They're going to target all of the Russian soldiers, the soldiers in Ukraine, in Israel, the Arabs in the Middle East. They want to find out who's who and where are these who's who people. The present truth.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long. Every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I
So anyhow, so this Maria Zakharova, she's wondering if there's going to be an outcry or going to be a response. There's going to be anything done to get this guy free. Why in the world would you fly? Why would you fly to France, the home of golly? What, I can't even think of the president's name. God, Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel, God not with us, Macron. Why would you fly to a country where the president is living with an older man who is his wife? You think this is crazy? This is down the rabbit hole? There's too much evidence. They have photos of his wife when his wife was young. It's a he-she or a she-he. What would you call it? I don't know. He's a man, but is married to the president of France, Macron, God not with us, Macron. And he would fly to France. Zakharova, who took to Telegram on Sunday, recalled how in 2018, a group of 28 non-government organizations, including Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, Freedom House, and Reporters Without Borders, condemned a Russian court decision to block Telegram in the country. So in 2018, Russia, a court blocks him. But now these NGOs demanded then that Moscow stop creating obstacles to Telegram's operations. At that time, to guarantee the rights of users and to publish and anonymously publish anonymously and to consume information online. Then, she says, they called upon the UN and the Council of Europe and the OSCE, Organizations for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the EU, the US, and other governments to resist Russia's move and protect the fundamental rights of freedom of expression and privacy, Zakharova states. So this is what they did. They didn't want Russia to interfere with the rights of the people that use Telegram, and then they're calling on all these countries, including the United States. But now, she says, the NGOs that Moscow had legal issues with, Moscow had legal issues with over the technical parameters of the encryption system, like many other countries, now things change. He was free. Russia didn't imprison him. He remained free to the present, continues to develop Telegram to make it even more, you know, the encryption becomes even more secure. Do you think now that these NGOs are going to appeal to Macron, God not with us, Macron, at a time when now they claim they want free speech, but now all of a sudden that he's imprisoned and the United States had him imprisoned? The United States wants all of his encryption codes? This is big. This is major. Everybody knows that. But I'm going to tell you why it's major for another reason. Russia and Ukraine, the militaries use this code. Israel, the Arabs, they use this code. And the code is secure. The encryption from person to person, point to point, is secure. Now, open, when it's open, like if you're just texting or sending videos that are not end-to-end, I have Telegram. My wife has Telegram. That is totally secure between the two of us. Now, if I text Joe Biden or Kamala, friends of mine, then it's going to be open. No, these are no friends of mine. Trust me. Now there's nothing but silence. Silence is golden, but my eyes still see. See, Russia would have been wise. Pavel, he left Russia because he felt that maybe the government would do something to keep him from traveling. So he basically is spending time in Dubai. No extradition, but he flies to France. Russia would have been wise for the sake of people that use Telegram to keep him in Russia. Putin met him. They didn't really meet. But Russia should have been, with this kind of encryption platform, Russia should have kept him there. Just don't let him leave the country, because he's a target. Target of who? Empire. An empire's system. All of the NATO members, all of the European countries, the Five Eyes nations, don't let him travel to a unipolar country. Don't let him go to Germany. Definitely don't let him go to England. Don't let him go to Canada. Definitely not New Zealand or Australia. Keep him out of the unipolar world. Let him fly to China. Probably he'd have been fairly safe in China. India, South America, Brazil. I don't think I want to cross the ocean. I would stay completely away from empire. But he flew into a unipolar world country. Musk, if he's wise, he will find a location in one of the multipolar nations, one of the BRICS nations / multipolar world countries / one of the countries in the new international world order, and hole up there. And don't come back to any of the unipolar world countries. It's going to be a disaster. It's not safe. Read my lips. Elon, read my lips. Stay out of the unipolar countries. Don't go to Greenland. Don't go to Iceland. So, going on with the article, and this is out of the International Sputnik News International. So, he's arrested 3 days ago at the Lee Bourget, that's not the way I pronounce French, airport. Now, upon this happening, former U.S. President candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Robert, get out of the unipolar nations. Get out of America. Leave. Go to a multipolar world country. He says that France just arrested Pavel Durov, founder and CEO of the encrypted and uncensored Telegram platform. The need to protect free speech has never been more urgent. Agreed. Then there's a Naomi Seibt, a German conservative political activist, and she's a dubbed anti-Greta by Washington Post. So she says on X, which used to be Instagram, why do you think they just arrested the owner of Telegram, Pavel Durov? This is a test run. They are setting a precedent. Their ultimate target is Elon Musk. Then Candace Owens says, and she's African American. I didn't know that. I just found out. No, I'm sorry. They, in the European press, that's the way they do it. Because over there, they really don't know who these people are. She says, the trouble with free speech is that it disallows the media to set the narrative. They used to be able to justify war to you in a faraway land. Now you can see the reality of what they're doing. This is why Pavel Durov has been arrested, because the demons are losing control. On the Telegram, there was information coming out of Ukraine by Russian soldiers. The Russian soldiers were using this app. The generals were using the app. And they were able to show the reality of what was happening in Ukraine. And I believe it was through Telegram that they were able to transmit or make the nations aware of what was happening in Ukraine, in these laboratories, in these areas where these young children were, they were farms of young children where they're harvesting not only their organs, but their blood for adrenochrome. They were torturing these kids, sexually abusing them. Telegram, they're able to send these texts, videos, chats, and show everybody in that network that they wanted to see what was happening in Ukraine, whatever they felt was important. Well, this is not good for empire, not good for Ukraine, but guess what? Zelensky, his people, who's using Telegram? Now the United States, Pavel, in my view, this guy is going to be just like Snowden. And let me get something here. Julian Assange. I had my paperwork behind me, sorry. Just like Assange, just like Snowden. This guy, if he doesn't give up the codes, he is going to be in prison for 20 years. And it's not going to be God not with us Macron's France that he's going to be in. He's going to be in Guantanamo Bay. And I'm going to guarantee you that when Barack Obama returns, I think that Musk better get out of this country. He better get to a multipolar world country. He better get out of this country. Because when Barack Obama resumes power, he's not going to put up with Musk, no one. Because his position is he wants total control of all of news outlets, regardless of what way it comes out. It will be targeted. Everything in the conservative movement will be targeted. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
I am not very optimistic about what's going to happen to Pavel Durov. I'm not very optimistic. I'm afraid that he's going to be just like Julian Assange or Edward Snowden, but he's not going to have the opportunity to be exiled. And he's a young guy. He's a young. Wow. Now, there is a film producer from Italy, Robin Minotti, on X, which used to be Twitter. I think I said X, which used to be something else earlier, and I misspoke. But X, which used to be Twitter, he says that Pavel Durov is facing up to 20 years in Macron's dungeons for refusing to censor the content on behalf of the globalist oligarchy and their war machine. Well put, Mr. Minotti. Well put. This is what it's about. America is on the march. the United States, according to the scripture, according to the Bible, there will come a time in the 10-year period, the final 10-year period before Christ returns. In that time period, which is right now, about a little over eight years away, America will begin its march militarily on the nations and will escalate sanctions on nations that resist our policies. This election is that tripping point, or is that time where everything is triggered. And one thing that the United States cannot allow is a system in the multipolar world countries that is encrypted to that is invisible to the CIA. See, the United States, we want that system. That's what the United States wants. They want a system like that. And Pavel and his brother, they put the system together. And when Obama takes office, he cannot allow these nations to have platforms where there's encryption, where we, the New World Order, doesn't have a panoptic view or a view of what is happening in these countries and the people. There is there's about 900 million active users, and Durov, he was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and the Western intelligence agencies were after him, apparently seeking to use his platform to spy on the users, especially the Russian military. Israel wants it to spy on the Muslims, and the Muslims want to spy on Israel. Mario Nafal, named an omnipresent Twitter celebrity by NBC, wondered why Western corporate press stays mute about the Telegram CEO's arrest. Why? Because the media is owned by the CIA, controlled by the CIA. It is overseen. Everything that is discussed, talking points. If there's a talking point that needs to come out tomorrow, Biden is mad, then all NBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of them, CNN, will all say Biden is mad, because they all work together. It's like the scales on the back of a snake, or the on the back of a lizard. Same lizard, the scales are all part of it. Do lizards have scales? I got to think about that. Anyhow, I'm trying to think who has the scales. Armadillo. Yeah, that's it. Why aren't the articles on mainstream media? Why aren't there articles on mainstream media about Pavel Durov, the CEO and founder of Telegram, being arrested in France? Why the silence? In another tweet, an influencer alleged that the United States wanted to control Telegram better. He cited an excerpt from Durov's interview to Carlson, in which the Russian tech prodigy described how U.S. cybersecurity officers approached a Telegram engineer seeking a backdoor to the messenger. Quote, wherever I would go to the U.S., I would have two FBI agents greet me at the airport asking questions, Durov said at the time. For his part, crypto investor Sean McGuire compared Durov's detainment to Vint Cerf and Rob Kahn, inventors of TCP and IP, who were arrested because the internet is being used for drug dealers to communicate with each other. This is standard procedure. There's child porn, drugs, there's so many others. Same exact I can't even think of them. Drug dealers, and these individuals were unwilling to install a back door. Elon Musk agreed on this observation with one word, exactly. Robert Malone, a U.S. medical doctor, as an infectious disease researcher who threw into question the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines in 2021, also took to X to comment on Durov's arrest. I'm sickened by Pavel Durov's arrest. France is another unsafe country to travel to. The Western world has gone crazy. Kim.com on X, a conservative influencer, warned the crackdown against free speech escalates. And then .com, he was just forced out of New Zealand to face charges here in the United States for child porn, child trafficking, human trafficking, drugs, everything else. I should write the list down. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer.
Yeah, I'm not very optimistic about what's going to happen to Pavel. I'm just not very optimistic about that. I think he's going to probably give up the goods. The United States, the world, there's a threat in the world. The threat is the nations in the BRICS, the initial BRICS countries. That was the initial threat. Then five more nations joined BRICS, a greater threat. Now there are other countries that have asked to be included. They want to be part of this multipolar world group, a greater threat. And with that threat, Telegram, any of these platforms where there's encrypted, any way to communicate without Empire snooping. A panoptic world. It is the scientific dictatorship. It is the apparatus of terror. And it's going to get worse. For the Christian people, those that know the prophecies of the Bible, the tribulation is coming next year, the first half. The 7 years, the first half of those 7 years, about a year away. And the wake-up call, something greater than an earthquake, greater than the tsunami that happened in Indonesia, something greater than Pearl Harbor, I believe, from a biblical point of view, is the return of Barack Obama. When he returns to power in this country, that is a sign to all the Christian people and to the world, something major has shifted. And it's not just a shift in the sense of natural things. It is a spiritual shift. I began to visit with the audience on Friday about this in the last hour. A big spiritual shift will occur. America will begin to descend into Satanism or witchcraft or devil worship, all of the above, and away from Judeo-Christian religion. A big shift. You don't think he's coming back. The American people are unaware that there's even thought of Obama returning. And it's been before their eyes for the last 4 years. It is evident who has been working behind the scenes, who did not leave Washington, D.C. Most of the former presidents, all but two, left Washington, D.C. Not Barry. He stayed to control, to pull the strings behind the scenes. And it's okay. Everybody needs to know about it. And he would prefer, and he and his group, he and the team, the deep state, people are going to wake up. The American people are going to wake up. One of the words they're going to stop using is conspiracy theory. They're going to stop using that term. Everything will be in the open. No conspiracy theory. Fact. Fact is, he's coming back. Fact is, America's going to war in 2025. Fact is, American youth are going to go to war, conscription, drafted into the military. Fact is, America is going to war with all of the nations, with not only Russia, but we're going to occupy the Middle East. We're going to war with China. China is not going to take its navy out to the nations to conquer anybody. China is going to be forced with the Asian sisters to march across a vast desert to the Middle East, to Armageddon. But in the meantime, the fact is, the nations in the multipolar world countries, which are the BRICS countries plus a bigger group, many nations will work together with their economies in trade, with digital currency, with their cash. They won't be cashless societies. That's for America. That's a fact. That's coming to America. But in the multipolar world countries, they'll still use digital. They'll use crypto. They'll use gold, silver, and their currencies. They'll trade, but they will be enemies of empire. That's a fact. It's in the Bible. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
so much about this Durov saga. It's deeper than Mariana's Trench. This is deep. This is a major, I guess you could say, I don't know if I want to use the word blow, a wake-up call. It is a sign of the end times. One of the signs of the end times is the attack on what Christ said is truth. Christ said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the attack on free speech so that the world, we get to see what's happening with governments. But eventually, this is going to flow over like wind blowing across the land to the attack on Christian speech. Christians that will begin to tell the world what we should be telling the world anyhow, that Christ is coming to set up his kingdom. And before he sets up his kingdom, he's coming to shake the horizons, one hand on each horizon, east and west, and he's going to shake the wicked out of the world. The Bible says that in this next decade, or in the decade before Christ returns, God begins to punish the evildoers, even though he allows the evildoers to rule the world. The more they rule, the greater punishment, it's a sign that their punishment has begun. People don't want to hear that we're in the final decade. We're already into it, almost 2 years into the final decade before Christ returns. That just in itself means that the world must go to war. And this is what has been stated by the American government. The plan for 2025, the United States government, is war and more and more war and conscription of America's youth once again. For today, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com for both hours. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. We'll visit tomorrow.
Have you heard of Healing for the Ages? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. Join us on September 13th and 14th in Dallas, Texas at the Healing for the Ages Conference. Dive deep into topics like what causes cancer, epigenetics, the power of detoxification, natural healing through botanicals and homeopathy. Learn to take control of your health with wisdom from Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Jana Schmidt, Dr. Edward Group, and guest speakers Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Judy Mikovits. Can't make it in person? No problem. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED. Get $50 off virtual VIP registration and enjoy exclusive content from the comfort of your home. Hurry! Early bird prices for in-person attendance end on September 1st. Don't miss your chance. Register now at healingfortheages.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED.